For the past 3 years, two young boys have been pupils at St James Primary School in Dublin's South Inner City. Until this week, one of the boys was in sixth class, the other in second class. They have a sister who was attending secondary school. This week, all three were deported, along with their parents. Kieran Cronin is the principal of St James Primary School. Kieran Cronin, good morning.
Morning, Anya. How are you?
I'm grand. What can you tell us about the two boys who were deported this week?
Two lovely boys, fully integrated into school life. They were part of the football team. They played the Cumann na Munscoil GAA tournament the last 2 years. Two really like popular boys, had loads of friends, got on really well with everyone, and they're just such a huge loss to the school. Such a huge loss.
How did the other pupils and teachers in the school learn about what happened?
Back in March 2022, we enrolled 32 children that were living in the Red Cow Hotel. And a lot of those children have been moved around the country to different accommodations and things like that. But we still have 14 children who are coming in together. They all come in on the Lewis down from the Red Cow Hotel, and they come to school. And on Wednesday morning, they all came to school completely distressed, upset, visibly shaken by what they had seen at the hotel in the morning. They had watched as the family where they were, their stuff was packed up out of their hotel rooms, and they were put onto a minibus to be taken away. And they came to school then to tell us that's how we found out what was happening. We had been in touch with the mother for a long time, knowing that they were going through the deportation process. But we were trying to advocate on their behalf and, you know, put in character references to say how lovely the children are and how much we want to keep them here in the school and that. But on Wednesday morning, when the children came in, we kind of knew, right, it's the end of the line for them, unfortunately.
And what has the impact of that been on the other children who are still here?
So, it's so hard. We have to sit down with the two classes and explain to them that, look, your friends are gone. They're not coming back. It was so upsetting, And it was only yesterday we have the school meals program in the school here, and one of the boys' lunch was left in the crate, and one of the pupils picked it up and said, where do we put this? And that's when the conversation really opened up, that the poor teacher had to explain, look, unfortunately, he's not coming back. And at home time then yesterday, pupils ran out in tears telling their parents that they're gone. That's the impact that it's having. They've lost their friends. They're looking to see if they have their WhatsApp, if they're online on their WhatsApp, that they can contact them, that kind of stuff. And they haven't been able to make contact with them since. So the children are so upset, but also for the children who are living in the Red Cow, they're all terrified because they think it might be them next.
Minister Jim O'Callaghan was talking about these deportations. He said it's not pleasant deporting children, but he can't allow a situation where if someone with a deportation order has children, then they're immune from deportation.
Yeah, that's fair enough. We need deportations as a country, but everything we do as a school, and we're all being told to do things in a trauma-informed way, and be careful how you speak to children who've been through traumatic situations and who are distressed and stuff like that. And it just feels that this wasn't handled in that way at all. But the last time we spoke to the mother, she had shown me an appointment for immigration on the 15th of July. And we were kind of delighted at that because in our eyes, that meant that the children were going to be here for the rest of the school year and they'd be able to graduate from sixth class and all that. So we had kind of relaxed and we were kind of delighted that was going to happen. So for this to be sprung on them, if they thought that they were awaiting a further appointment with immigration, that's a very cruel way to do things to children.
Mm-hmm. Had the family previously been offered financial assistance to leave voluntarily?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure.
The unfairness in the system, the minister would argue, is about the delays, and the attempt is being made to speed up the decision-making process so you won't have children attending school for years and settling into a community and then having a deportation order issued against their family.
Well, I'm not sure going down to sixth class this morning and telling the children that will make them feel any better about what's happened to their friends, to be honest.
All right. I appreciate you talking to us this morning, Kieran. Thank you very
problem.
Much
Thanks
indeed.
Very much for
That's
to
Kieran
appreciate
Cronin.
That.
Thank you. That's Kieran Cronin, who's principal at St James Primary School in Dublin South Inner City. It's 8:25.